We're continuing from last night's topic, the Shiloh from Eretz Yisrael, from Baruch Davis. He wanted to know about exercising on Shabbos, walking. So we discussed last night walking and running. But the second part of his question was, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, as I mentioned, and there's a big heat wave. So he doesn't want to walk when it's 105 degrees out. So he figured he'd catch Vasikim, and then Dam Bichidus still. He can't be part of Minyanim yet. So Dam Bichidus, and then go for a walk between Shacharis and Musaf. That's the question. So for you and I, the question is, can one exercise before davening or between Shacharis and Musaf? This is the Shiloh. So there's a Gemara in Brachos Dav Yudal Amr Alf, which tells us the following statement, that Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Rav Yitzhak Bar Ashion, very interesting name, Aser Lola Adam Lasos Chafatzav Kodem Shispal. The person cannot do anything that's personal, any personal needs of his, before davening. Shenemar Tez Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech V'yosem Derech Bamav. That a person must first daven before doing his own personal needs. So then the Gemara says further, V'amar Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Rav Yitzhak Bar Ashion, Kolam Espal V'acharkach Yotil Derech. Those who daven first and then travel afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oselo Chafatzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills his need. Shenemar Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech V'yosem Lederech Pamav. So there are two inyanim talking that's being discussed here. Number one is working beforehand and doing type of malacha. And number two is traveling. These are the two elements. Traveling and malacha before davening. So the Shulchan Aruch brings both these halacha. It's found in Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel. He writes, Aser lo l'isasek b'tzrach, of a person cannot be involved in his personal matters. Oh, leilech laderech ad sheis pal, or to travel before davening shmoneh esrei. At what point does this iser kick in? When can a person not do anything personal? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, if it's kodem habokir, before the morning begins, it's permitted to do malacha, which really means 30 minutes before alos hashachar. Because once you're in 30 minutes of the range of davening or any mitzvah, you can't do any type of malacha. So 30 minutes more than before alos, one's allowed to do malacha. But after that point, once you're in the zone of zman tefila, you're not allowed to do any work. That's the din. So are there any heterim for doing malacha or anything personal prior to one davening? So the Ramah already says, yesh mekilim. There are those who are lenient. La'acha she'amru mikses brachos. If you say some of the brachos, kodem she'amru brach she'amar, before you start psuke, you said birchas ha'shachar, perhaps some karbanos. There are those who are lenient that would allow you to do your work, because you can't, you know, take care of your own personal matters before davening. So if you said brachos, birchas ha'shachar, you've been yotzei. So then there are those who are mekel, but the Ramah says, if it's tov lahachmir, best to be stringent and to do a full tefillah, a full shmoneh esrei, before doing anything personal. So that's out there as if it's a great need. On that note, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a shas techak, what's a shas techak? She'ein hashayara memteres lo, the caravan isn't waiting for you. Let's say you have a subway to make, a train to make, it's not waiting for you, a bus to make, it's not waiting for you, it leaves at whatever time, 8:01, 8:05, whatever the times are. A person's allowed to travel and catch a minyan in the city. Happens very often. I know someone here actually on the call right now. He davens regularly in the city. How could you travel before going to before davening? Because sometimes the way zmanim works, sometimes you have meetings to catch, you have buses, trains to catch. So if it's a shas techak, you have no other choice. So then you would be allowed to travel before davening. Now, if that's the case, a person ideally should really say birchas hashachar. And also, really, Zman, so one should say Shema, also possible, according to some of the poskim, in case you miss Zman Kriya Shema, or simply because Shema is a deraisa, it should precede anything else that you're trying to accomplish the rest of the day. So there is a heter, again, if it's Shas Hadachat. Are there any other heterim? Another one, by the way, the Sheva Levi points out, this probably comes up pretty often if you travel, if you drive to work. If you, you know, the later it goes, the more traffic there'll be. If you like leave before 7 o'clock, you're good to go. If you leave after probably 8:30, you're also good to go. Between 7 and 8:30, that's where you're gonna get stuck in traffic for the most part. So let's say you wanna leave earlier to avoid traffic and you'll daven in the city or daven wherever you're going, that too would be a reasonable reason to work or travel before davening. That's again shas dechak, if really needed. What about if you're going to a dvar mitzvah? So Pri Chadash says, Based on the Gemara, it's only us if you're doing something for your personal needs, litzrachav. But if it's litzorach shemayim, for the benefit of a mitzvah, for not me, for the mitzvah, then the Prichadash says one would be allowed to. So what's an example of a mitzvah? So one example is if you're going shopping for Yontif, or for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Friday, you want to go shopping before the lines get crazy, that's a Dvar Mitzvah, that's a Chefse Shemayim, and that would be a Heter to go before davening. It's actually based on a Rashi Megillah. Daf Chav Gimel says this explicitly, that you're allowed to prepare the Suda for Yontif. Let's say, not shopping, but you want to prepare the Suda on Yontif itself. Could you wake up early? No, davening's at 8:30. Can you start preparing some food before you go to daven? So the Rashi says you're allowed to because it's Litzarach Yantif, it's Litzarach HaMitzvah. So you could go shopping before davening if it's for a Shabbos meal, or you could go prepare the meal for a Suda's Mitzvah as well. If it's a regular Monday morning to go shopping just for that day, that's not considered a mitzvah. However, Rav Yashiv does point out, though, if you're going to go shopping so your kids have food to go learn in yeshiva, you didn't pack them snack or you didn't pack them lunch, then you would be allowed to go shopping before davening to give the kids food so they can learn in yeshiva. That's to help a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. More so, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, this makes so much sense from a great tzaddik, Rav Shlomo Zalman, his sensitivity. Let's say you want to help out the children with breakfast. Most of us are probably not home for breakfast. We try to avoid that like the plague. But if one wants to, and they want to help out the breakfast before they daven, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that chesed of helping, people think chesed is only helping someone outside your family. No, there's chesed even in your family. To help your wife and with the children, that's chesed. You're allowed to do the chesed of helping serve breakfast and cut bread and put cream cheese on or cereal, make toast. You're allowed to before you've daven, because that's also an extension of a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, what type of melacha is considered a melacha? Let's say you want to take out the garbage. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if it's a melacha kala, a very simple melacha, taking out the garbage, which in addition to it being a chesed, it's also just a small melacha, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that would not be in violation of this. That's a small thing. Taking out the garbage is a small, you want to put laundry in the washing machine. That's not a big deal. Just throw some clothing in, you put it in the washing machine. These are types of melachos kalos that would not be in violation and would be okay to do before davening. So I can't give every example, but if it's something very, very small, one need not worry about it. Going for a walk, going traveling, so that would seem to be, that would be probably not a melacha kala. That would seem to be in violation. However, since it's a shas at the chak, I believe, and going before davening, a person, it gets so late, people need to be healthy, need to get out there. 105 is very dangerous for people who are certain ages and certain health categories, and therefore, I believe it's a shas at the chak, a person would be able to go for a walk prior to davening. If, however, a person has the ability to walk and exercise after davening, that certainly would be the best. But it doesn't always work out so well, so I'm not giving a blanket heta to exercise before davening. It's very b'dieved, but if it's a shas t'chak, I would say consult with a rav. Now, that being said, let's get to the particular question about in between shacharis and musaf. Is there any heta to do any type of mlacha, traveling, walking between shacharis and musaf? So just like by shacharis, you can't do anything before shacharis, so too you can't do any mlacha before mincha, marv, or musaf. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. It's only a problem to do melacha or any of your, whatever you're doing before davening, if you plan to daven right now. If you plan to daven later, then it's not a problem. Meaning, let's say mincha time, mincha gedolah comes around, let's say 12:30. So now 12:30, I'm not interested in davening. I want to daven at the 4:30. So then it's not a problem of doing chafatza before davening. So too, if I want to daven musaf at 12:30, so I could do whatever I wanted, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's only if you plan to daven right now, and you want to just push it off a little bit to get the walk in, that would be problematic. But if you don't have any interest in davening musaf right now, you want to daven later at 10:30, 11:30, then that would not be in violation. But certainly in the case that was presented to me, since it's so hot to go later on, and it would be considered a shas adchak potentially to go walk later on, there would be, I think, certainly a heter to walk in between shacharis and musaf. Everyone have a wonderful night, and tomorrow night I'm going to speak about, because as minyanim are a hot topic, so too are having guests over for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what now is being recommended is people have meals outside. Can a person have a meal on their front lawn, the backyard, where there's grass and potential of things spilling and causing things to grow? Mashke, Zorea, on Shabbos, that will, Mitzvah Shem, be tomorrow night's topic in preparation for the coming Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful night. Great to see everyone.